Hi, Precious Heart. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you know, there are a lot of challenging things taking place on the planet at this time. The light of God is increasing on Earth and is pushing everything that conflicts with that light to the surface to be healed and transmuted into its original perfection. This is taking place for every man, woman, and child on the planet. So in the midst of this wondrous moment of moving forward, quantum leaps into the light, every frequency of vibration less than the perfection and harmony and balance of God must be pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light. We're in the process of purging the human miscreations that are causing so much pain and suffering for all of us back to the initial impulse of our fall from grace eons ago. Today, I'd like to remind you of one of the most powerful tools that are available to help us transmute these negative patterns back into light. And that's the newly anchored fifth-dimensional solar frequency of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. We've known about the violet flame for about 70 years, but now this year, in May, Saint Germain was given permission by our Father, Mother, God to increase the frequency of vibration of this energy into the highest fifth-dimensional solar frequency of this sacred fire that humanity is capable of receiving at this time. This will greatly accelerate our process of transmutation. This sacred fire is really a gift from our Father, Mother, God, and if we use it effectively, we can transform our negative life situations very quickly. So as you listen to this broadcast today, know that we're joining together in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program also. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that is cradling this planet and serving as the open door through which the violet flame will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. As I've mentioned in the past, at this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture of what is unfolding day by day in the divine plan. Instead of just looking at the outer world situation, which is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted, the company of heaven wants us to also see the incredible light that's pushing this up and what the end result of this transformation is going to be. Then, with new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful or overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge that's pouring forth from on high, we will know and comprehend through a new level of consciousness that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst now of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial information that I'll be sharing with you today on this program, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because somebody's told you it's true. Ask your I Am Presence, which is your true God Self, for guidance. Then you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your particular facet of the divine plan. During this hour together today, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into this force field of light, this mighty chalice that is cradling the planet. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am Presence and by the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all life on this planet, because all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. There is no separation. We are one. As we move through this process today, remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Inhaling and exhaling, deeply and rhythmically, ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. Now ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As we unify in consciousness, we become one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. As we invoke the most intensified frequency of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. Feel this violet flame flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every single person evolving on this planet, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment at this time. The power and might of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame is now forming a grid around the earth. This grid of violet fire is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of the violet flame is becoming one with the divine matrix of our Father, Mother, God, and the grid of divine love that is currently embracing the body, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, of beloved Mother Earth. This multifaceted, multidimensional, sacred fire grid is the bridge to freedom over which this Earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, let's offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God on this sacred and holy day will flow through our grid, transforming the planet and all life evolving upon her, raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the human kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the elemental kingdom. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So the question today is, what is the violet flame and how can it help each and every one of us? Have you heard about the violet flame before, or is this a new concept for you? The violet flame is a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is flowing into the mental and emotional strata of Earth through the all-encompassing divine matrix of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. This sacred gift of violet fire is flowing in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth, and it has the amazing ability to transmute into light the negativity that is being pushed to the surface in our individual lives and in the lives of people who are suffering all over the world. The catch is that in order for this powerful gift of light to accomplish this mission, the sons and daughters of God abiding on earth must give it permission to do so. We have the gift of free will, and through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, we have either deliberately or inadvertently created the maladies that are existing on earth. This means that you and I and every other person on earth are responsible for transmuting the pain and suffering we have created throughout our various earthly sojourns. You and I are the sons and daughters of God abiding on earth. We are the ones that must invoke this light through our heart flame and transmute our human miscreations back into light. The universal law is that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. Our godparents in the company of heaven cannot just wave a wand and transmute our human miscreations back into light. We misqualified our gift of light through the abuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. So we are responsible for transmuting those miscreations that have resulted in poverty, hunger, pain, suffering, all of the diseases and aging processes, the abuse of power, and all of the human miscreations. If the sons and daughters of God abiding on earth invoke the violet flame, however, and ask for this sacred fire to transmute into light every thought, word, action, feeling, and belief we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that has contributed to the pain and suffering on earth, then the floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heartfelt pleas. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have revealed that in this year of 2012, through the unified efforts of awakening humanity, the company of heaven, and all of the beings evolving on this planet, we have reached a critical mass of collective consciousness that is allowing the earth to receive higher and infinitely more powerful frequencies of the violet flame than we have ever been able to withstand. This sacred fire is known in the realms of cause as the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Let me repeat that again. This new higher frequency of the violet flame is known in the realms of cause as the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection. The company of heaven said this frequency of the violet flame has the ability to transmute literally lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. That is wonderful, because we're in the midst of the greatest purging and cleansing process the world has ever known. As humanity awakens and invokes the light of God, the light of God increases on earth. It enters the core of purity in every particle of life and pushes everything that conflicts with God's light to the surface so that it can be healed and transmuted back into light. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the past. We have taken our gift of life and misqualified through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that precious gift of life into the growth mutations that we are experiencing through our pain and suffering. Even the inclement weather conditions are a reflection of humanity's consciousness. These are designed by the elemental kingdom and the builders of form to purge the body of Mother Earth of the atrocities that humanity has inflicted upon her through ignorance, greed, and our appalling abuse of power. I know it sounds too good to be true, that there is actually a gift of sacred fire flowing from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, that will transmute the pain and suffering on earth in the twinkling of an eye. But it is true. Fortunately, in order to benefit from the violet flame, you do not have to fully comprehend or even accept that the violet flame is real. All you have to do is think of it as a possibility and ask your I Am presence to utilize the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection to transmute everything that is causing your pain and suffering in your life and in the lives of humanity or in the experience of any other facet of life on earth. This violet flame is scientific to the letter, and when we invoke our I Am presence to utilize it in our lives, the floodgates of heaven open, and the violet flame will respond instantly to the invocation of every person's I Am presence and go forth to accomplish what the I Am presence is asking for it to do. This is true regardless of whether or not you fully accept the reality of the violet flame through your own lower human consciousness. Your I Am presence knows exactly what to do. I promise you that by invoking this new frequency of the violet flame through your I Am presence on a daily basis, you will transform your life into what you want it to be. In truth, the Company of Heaven has reiterated time and again that we have everything to gain and nothing to lose by accepting the violet flame as a possibility and invoking our I Am presence to utilize this gift from our Father, Mother, God to transmute the thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs we have created in the past through our lower human consciousness, those expressions of life that are causing our pain and suffering. I'd like to share with you what the Company of Heaven has revealed to us about this new frequency of the violet flame. Hopefully, this will help you comprehend the magnitude of this opportunity and just what this frequency of the violet flame can do to help you heal the painful things that are surfacing in your life right here and right now. The new fifth-dimensional solar violet flame will quickly transmute the human miscreations that are causing the pain and suffering on earth. It will also pave the way for the tangible manifestation of the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of love. The violet flame is the most powerful frequency of transmutation available to humanity and Mother Earth at this time. This sacred fire is the perfect balance of the out-breath of our Father God, the sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and the in-breath of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, which reflects the crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. When the out-breath and the in-breath of our God-parents merge into one rhythmic pulsation, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. The Ascended Master, Saint Germain, has been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of the violet flame into the conscious minds of humanity. In the heavenly realms, Saint Germain is known as the Son of Freedom, and he has volunteered to sustain the violet flame on earth for the benefit of all life evolving here. In his exalted service in the heart of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, Saint Germain is the keeper of the violet flame. In this octave of divine service, he sustains this gift from our Father, Mother, God, for all of the sons and daughters of God throughout the universe. During this critical time on planet Earth, Saint Germain is working with the support of the entire Company of Heaven. Every single adept, avatar, Buddha, saint, and Christed being that has ever walked the earth is helping Saint Germain in his endeavor to assist Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her to ascend into the fifth dimensional frequencies of infinite physical perfection. In addition to that divine intervention, the legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies throughout the whole of creation are focusing their love and assistance on this blessed planet to help Saint Germain in this mighty endeavor. Never have the children of God received as much help from on high as we are receiving during this cosmic moment. In 1936, Saint Germain began revealing information about the violet flame to awakening humanity. At that time, even the light workers were able to withstand only the most gentle frequencies of this sacred fire. Saint Germain started by teaching light workers how to use the violet flame's gentle qualities of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. As time progressed, light workers learned to use the frequencies of transmutation and purification that are associated with the violet flame. Eventually, the violet flame frequencies of justice, liberty, freedom, opportunity, and victory became known to us through the teachings of Saint Germain. As we develop the ability to withstand greater and greater frequencies of divine light, we learned how to use the rhythm and the divine ceremony of the violet flame. The more proficient lightworkers became in utilizing the gifts of the violet flame, the more Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with this sacred fire were able to help the masses of humanity lift our heads above the humanly created effluvia of our lives so that we could perceive the light and once again connect with our I Am presence. This effluvia, the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and experiences of our lives, had formed a shroud of darkness that had disconnected us from our I Am presence and prevented us from communicating with the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. Now, for over 7 decades, lightworkers around the world have been invoking the violet flame, slowly and steadily receiving higher and higher frequencies of this sacred fire, clearing the way for the awakening that is now taking place within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. Due to the incredible changes that have successfully taken place within humanity's earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies over the past several years because of the acceleration of vibration on the planet, we are now capable of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame than ever before. So during the month of May this year, 2012, Saint Germain, in unison with the legions of light throughout infinity, who are associated with the violet flame, magnetized from the very heart of our Father Mother God, the most intensified fifth dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame that humanity and Mother Earth were capable of withstanding. The beings of light breathed this unprecedented frequency of the violet flame through the divine matrix, which is the body of our Father Mother God, the all-encompassing presence within which all life exists. This violet flame is now flowing in through and around every particle of life on Earth as it pulsates into the atmosphere of Earth through the divine matrix. The divine intelligence within this sacred fire is patiently awaiting the opportunity to transmute humanity's miscreations and every malady existing on Earth back into light. Our Father, Mother, God have assured us that each time we invoke this new fifth-dimensional solar frequency of the violet flame through our I Am presence and project it into the physical plane on Earth through our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, it will expand exponentially. This will allow us to quickly transmute the negativity that is being pushed to the surface all over the world. Saint Germain has assured us that this greatly empowered fifth-dimensional solar violet flame will accelerate the awakening taking place on the planet and catapult humanity up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of harmony and balance beyond anything we have ever experienced. When we invoke the violet flame through our I Am presence, we give permission for this sacred fire to enter our lives. The violet flame then flows through our silver cord into our crown chakra, and it descends into the immortal victorious threefold flame that is pulsating within our hearts. When the violet flame enters our heart flame, it is stamped with our unique individual electronic light pattern. After that is accomplished, it awaits direction from our I Am presence. For example, if we are interested in transmuting the obsolete patterns of poverty consciousness that we developed over many lifetimes through our belief and acceptance of lack and limitation, we simply ask the violet flame to accomplish that goal. This can be done through a simple invocation through our I Am presence. For example, we can say, I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory every thought, feeling, word, action, or belief I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. I want to repeat that for you. I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory every thought, word, action, feeling, or belief I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. With that invocation, the fifth dimensional solar violet flame immediately goes into action. It blazes forth from our heart flame, stamped with our own individual, unique electronic light pattern. It travels through the atmosphere of Earth and expands out into the universe. On its journey, it seeks out and magnetizes to itself every electron of energy that is vibrating with the frequency of poverty, lack, or limitation that is stamped with our same electronic light pattern. Now, no matter how dense the frequency of poverty is that cloaks the energy that we misqualified during our many lifetimes, within the core of that energy, there is still what is known as the core of purity. That is pulsating in every electron of energy that has ever been received by us in any lifetime. That core of purity in the electrons contains the original divine potential of that facet of life. This means that within every electron of energy that is manifesting as poverty, there is still pulsating within the core of that energy the divine potential, which is God's infinite abundance. Within every electron manifesting hatred, there is still within that energy the divine potential of God's infinite love. Within every electron manifesting as war, there is still the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron manifesting as disease, there is still the divine potential of vibrant health. So once we call forth the violet flame and send it forth to accomplish a facet of the divine plan, the violet flame engulfs the misqualified energy that is stamped with our electronic light pattern. The violet flame then penetrates into the core of purity in every electron of that energy and activates the original divine potential that is still encoded there. As the divine potential of God's infinite abundance is activated within every electron of our poverty consciousness, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves within the electrons begin to spin more rapidly on their axis. This creates a centrifugal force, and this accelerated spinning energy casts the dark frequency of poverty, lack, and limitation into the violet flame, just like it would if there was a propeller covered with mud that began spinning so fast that it cast the mud off of it into the violet flame. The violet flame then instantly consumes the frequencies of poverty and transmutes that dark energy back into its original frequency of perfection, which in this case will always be God's infinite abundance. When the transmuting process feels complete, then we ask our I Am presence to fill the void where that frequency of poverty previously existed with the patterns of perfection that we want to manifest, which would be the infinite abundance of God pulsating in our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of love. The violet flame can transmute anything that we want to heal or transform in our individual lives or on the planet. It can transmute back into light anything that is not reflecting the love, harmony and balance of heaven on earth. All we have to do is invoke the violet flame into action through our I Am presence and ask that it accomplish whatever it is that we would like for it to do. When invoking the violet flame, we can work on specific issues in our lives, like health, or our prosperity, or our relationships, or we can tackle global problems, or create an invocation that covers the gamut of problems manifesting on Earth. We can invoke the violet flame on behalf of the global economy, or to bring back peace, which transmutes all the consciousness of war. Or we can collectively transmute anything on the planet that reflects anything less than heaven on earth. In that case, we can use the invocation as a mantra and be an instrument of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame any time and any place, just by memorizing an invocation such as this one that I'm going to share with you. We can do it throughout the day, opening our heart, invoking our I Am presence, and being a perpetual force of the fifth dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame to transmute everything less than God's perfection. For example, a simple invocation might be, I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, every thought, feeling, word, action, or belief humanity and I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of God's divine love. Now, it's important to understand that everything that exists in the whole of creation first pulsates from the divine matrix of God's infinite love. So let me repeat that invocation. I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, every thought, feeling, word, action, or belief humanity and I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of God's divine love. By memorizing a simple affirmation like this, we can say it frequently throughout the day. Then we will be a constant force of this violet flame, wherever we are, and whatever we are doing as we're about our daily lives. Now, occasionally, people invoke the violet flame, and they don't see the results as fast as they'd like to see them. And so they start believing that maybe this violet flame isn't working. I want to assure you that is never the case. The violet flame is a gift of divine light from our Father, Mother, God, the perfect balance of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. When this energy blends into the unfathomable frequency of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame, it works scientifically to the letter each and every time it is invoked by our I Am presence. The moment you reach a critical mass of the violet flame in your life, there will be an unstoppable shift, and whatever you are invoking will manifest in your life. The key is that you must keep on keeping on. The violet flame is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented, fear-based miscreations of your past. That's a powerful word of encouragement from the company of heaven. Since light is infinitely more powerful than fear, know that when you invoke this powerful light, you actually have the ability to transmute hundreds of lifetimes worth of negativity in the twinkling of an eye. Keep affirming to yourself the inner knowing that light is always victorious and you are that light. Now, in order to assist us in connecting with the new and unprecedented frequencies of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame, beloved Saint Germain has given us a tangible image that not only reflects the new solar frequencies of this fifth dimensional sacred fire, it pulsates with the energy, vibration, and consciousness of this exquisite gift from our Father, Mother, God. This image was projected from the realms of illumined truth and magnetized into the physical plane by a dear light worker in France named Dominique Claire Germain, who brought it into the physical manifestation from the heart of Saint Germain while working with a wonderful graphic artist in France. We have made this powerful image available of the fifth dimensional solar violet plane, and it's an 11 by 15 and a fourth inch poster. If you'd like to have this, you can physically experience this radiance of this gift from on high. You can see the picture and the poster by going to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. The fifth dimensional solar violet plane is now available to help humanity transmute the painful things that are surfacing in our lives to be healed and transmuted back into light. By focusing on this powerful image when we invoke the violet flame, it will help us to tangibly experience the celestial power of this gift from our Father, Mother, God. By hanging this image in our homes and places of work and our environment, we will bless our areas where we are living, moving, having our being with radiance of this violet flame in a very practical and tangible way. And we will be reminded throughout the day, whenever we see it, that we are the open door for this gift from our Father, Mother, God. And this will help us to quickly transmute the surfacing negativity, which will allow us to move forward in the light at warp speed. So once again, if you are interested in having a poster of this powerful gift that has been given to us by our Father, Mother, God, it is available on our website, eraofpeace.org, and it's listed in the section titled Celestial Art. So just go to the product section and click on Celestial Art. Now, to encourage you to keep on keeping on during any of the challenges that may be surfacing at this time in your life, I want to elaborate on the information the beings of light have given to us about what it means to reach this critical mass that we're talking about. In more modern lingo, this is being called the tipping point. A very common scenario is that when we awaken and we become aware of the power of our creative faculties and of this incredible gift of the violet flame, we begin invoking this light, and this awareness prompts us to work at controlling our thoughts and feelings, and it inspires us to utilize the fifth dimensional solar violet flame. We put forth the effort to think positively and to control our emotions, and we focus our attention on what we want to manifest in our lives. We invoke the violet flame to transmute our misqualified, thoughts and feelings from the past, and we empower our efforts with daily visualizations and meditations. But often, after what seems like a valiant effort, we continue to experience some of our old problems. This causes us to become discouraged and to lose trust in our ability to change our lives. At that point, we often feel that our efforts are futile, and we usually give up on trying to improve our situation. Then we stop invoking the violet flame, and we let go of our visions. This causes us to regress back into our old negative behavior patterns. We start dwelling on our fears and our problems and challenges, instead of using our thoughts and feelings to empower our goals and our hopes and our dreams. As a result of this relapse, naturally things get worse in our lives, and our situation then appears even more hopeless, and we feel even more helpless. Now, there is a natural law, the laws of physics, affecting all of us in this physical plane. The natural law involving critical mass is responsible for this particular phenomenon that we're talking about. If we understand more about how critical mass works, we will muster up the courage and the persistence and tenacity to persevere even in the face of what appears temporarily like failure, until our goals are tangibly manifest in the physical world of form. Because any appearance of failure in the face of using the violet flame is absolutely an illusion and not a tangible fact. Everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. When we explore a portion of the vast science of quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For instance, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron is pulled up into the higher frequency, and nothing can stop that shift. To simplify things, the beings of light want us to think of critical mass as 51%. There's a lot of variables and a lot of different circumstances that determine when something reaches critical mass. But they want our comprehension of this particular part of our divine plan to be as simple as possible. So think of reaching critical mass as being 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we're talking about. So in this example, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches 51% of the higher vibration, that is critical mass, and the entire electron is pulled up into the higher frequency, nothing can stop this shift. So how does this facet of quantum physics affect the violet flame and our ability to transform our lives? Well, when we use the fifth-dimensional solar violet flame, the same laws of quantum physics apply. If we want to transmute poverty consciousness, for instance, we invoke the violet flame and ask that every electron of poverty consciousness we have ever expressed be transmuted back into its divine potential, which will always be the infinite abundance of God. The moment 51% of our energy, vibration, and consciousness from all time frames and dimensions that are resonating with the frequency of poverty consciousness are transmuted into the infinite abundance of God, we will reach a critical mass and prosperity will manifest in our lives. When this occurs, nothing will be able to stop the situation from shifting and abundance from manifesting in our lives. Now, the problem is, of course, that we never know just when we are going to reach that magical moment of critical mass, or how long it's going to take us to transmute our negativity. There are often no outer world signs, and it may even look as if we are far away from that instant of transformation. That's usually when we feel that our efforts are failing and we tend to give up. Sometimes we may even be just a breath away from reaching critical mass, but we don't see that, so we get discouraged and we stop trying. Then we sink back into those old patterns of poverty consciousness, and we end up never reaching our goal. The key to success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. It is more important that we grasp this truth than ever before. It is imperative that during these tumultuous times, we understand that the fifth dimensional solar violet flame is a gift from our Father, Mother, God, and this sacred fire is infinitely more powerful than any fragmented human miscreation we may have inadvertently or deliberately created through all time frames or dimensions of our earthly experiences. Poverty, that fear-based, fragmented consciousness, has no power over the infinite abundance of God. Our divine potential is much more powerful than the disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any of the other humanly created maladies that we have created that are now appearing on the screen of life. This information is being reiterated by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth during this critical moment, because it is time for us to move forward in the light, to help us remember and to help us lift into the higher infinite frequencies of God's perfection, as we magnetize from the realms of cause the magnificent patterns of perfection from our new planetary cause of divine love and the newly birthed renaissance of divine love. It is time for us to accept responsibility for turning our lives around and for shifting the consciousness of this planet. It is time for us to birth a new earth and to assist the company of heaven and the violet flame to help us transmute our past miscreations. It's time for us to focus on co-creating our highest divine potential and the patterns of perfection that are going to be birthed with the new earth. When we do these things, our efforts will be empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am Presence, and expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold by our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. For this reason, our success is assured. Go within again, and just let this knowledge resonate in your heart flame. Feel this divine truth. Ask your I Am Presence for this sacred knowledge. Relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as we complete this sacred hour together. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. If you're interested in the magnificent new poster of the Violet Flame, you may purchase it on our website, eraofpeace.org. can also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter sharing information from the beings of light. On our website, you can hear the archives of our radio program for free. You can see the free webinars that we have listed there, have access to YouTube, our Facebook, years worth of the archives of our newsletters, and many, many other opportunities to help you join with us in consciousness as we add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.